For CRI, I'm Mark Cavigli. Chinese President Xi Jinping is set to start a four-nation tour in Central Asia next week, which are Turkmenistan, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Tajikistan. It's widely expected that the president's first official tour of the region should help clarify the new administration's foreign policy in the region. The trip will also take him through St. Petersburg, Russia, for this year's G20 summit. His time there is expected to outline China's expectations for the reform of the International Monetary Fund. It's been confirmed the Communist Party of China will hold a key plenary meeting in November. It will be the third plenary session of the 18th Central Committee. The Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee has issued a statement saying the meeting will discuss major issues concerning overall and deepened reforms. Chinese authorities have stepped up their efforts to combat tax evasion by signing a multilateral convention to boost participation in global efforts to combat tax avoidance. China becomes the 56th nation to sign the multilateral agreement. The Convention on Mutual Administrative Assistance in Tax Matters was developed by the OECD and the Council of Europe in 1988. At present, it is the most comprehensive multilateral instrument available for tax cooperation and exchange of information. Chinese lawmakers are holding group reviews on draft amendments to the consumer rights law. It calls for the support of consumer associations in protecting consumers' rights. It also stipulates that government at all levels provide assistance to the associations. The law regarding protection of consumer rights and interests took effect 20 years ago. The draft amendment was now tabled for a second reading at the session of the National People's Congress Standing Committee this week. The UN Chemical Weapons Investigation Team has postponed its second day of on-site investigations in Syria over safety concerns. UN spokesman Farhan Haq says the decision has been made over safety concerns. The UN experts came under sniper fire on their way to a site visit on Monday. The U.S. says it is considering taking limited military strikes on Syria, although the UN says the only solution for the Syrian crisis is through negotiating. Japanese authorities have canceled the launch of a new rocket. Officials haven't said why the launch of the cheaper rocket has been canceled, other than to say it suffered a problem. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency has been planning to fire off the three-stage Epsilon rocket from a space center on southern Japan earlier this Tuesday. A raging wildfire in California's Yosemite National Park is threatening the water supply for the city of San Francisco. Local utility officials say they're concerned that runoff from the normal spring flooding will dump ash and charred debris into the city's reservoir. A massive new $4.6 billion gravity-operated pipeline system to move water quickly to reservoirs closer to San Francisco is being put into operation. Pakistan's government has come out and said the Afghan Taliban is unwilling to talk to the Afghan government and peace negotiators. Comes hours after Afghan President Hamid Karzai concluded a two-day visit to Pakistan. A spokesman for the Afghan president says Karzai had pressed for Islamabad's help to bring Taliban leaders to the negotiating table. Pakistan says the Taliban is not willing to talk to the Afghan government. For its part, Pakistan says more efforts will be made to try and negotiate talks. India's lower house of parliament has passed a landmark food security bill, which will provide subsidized food to the country's poor. The welfare scheme will cover two-thirds of the country's population. If the bill is approved by India's upper house of parliament, about 800 million people will receive 5 kilograms of cheap grain every month. The project is expected to cost the Indian government $24 billion a year. Critics argue the plan will hurt India's economy. The first meeting of the Joint Cooperation Committee on the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor is underway in Islamabad. Pakistan says the economic corridor is key to improving bilateral economic relations. On the Chinese side, head of the delegation, Zhang Jiaoqiang, said the project would promote common development, benefit people from both countries, facilitate regional integration, and bring stability to South Asia. The two sides held in-depth discussions on key issues, including infrastructure, energy, and investment. That's the latest news for CRI. I'm Mark Cavigli.